Soldiers with the Arkansas National Guard continue to play an integral part in meeting the objectives of the ever-changing war in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Keith Moore was one of about 60 soldiers and airmen who served on the Arkansas National Guard's first agricultural development team. The crew toiled in the fields of Afghanistan for over 10 months to help villagers improve local farming practices, preserve natural resources, and develop industries.
We trained average farmers in Afghanistan on certain things. It's like improved techniques that they could utilize the things that they already do and the things they already grow, but do it more efficiently and get improved productivity out of it.
Moore says even though the team spent most of its time bringing agriculture education, training, and farm development programs into villages throughout 8 districts in Afghanistan's Zabul province, the occasional distant sounds of explosions and missiles were a constant reminder of the clear and present danger in a war zone.
About 90% of the things that we did was what we call outside the wire. So it was off the protected area, not on a base, not on a forward operating center. It was actually out there among the average Afghans at village level. And every time we went out on mission, you had to wear all the body armor. You were in up-armored military vehicles. We still had to have a complement of 12 to 15 security people, manning the trucks, manning the heavy equipment, manning the guns, to watch our backs.
The whole idea of soldiers packing firepower while lending a helping hand to villagers is of great concern to some humanitarian groups. Officials at various non-governmental organizations have called the phenomena the militarization of aid. They say involving civilians in projects led by soldiers who are part of the war conflict can make both the projects and the locals involved a target for retaliation.
Coming into a village in a tank with a full convoy, it's neither very effective and it might not be very safe for communities to be associated with these different groups.
Len Yoshikawa is a humanitarian policy and advocacy specialist who has worked with Oxfam International and Refugees International. Yoshikawa lived in Afghanistan for about 15 months in 2010 and early 2011, reviewing security conditions and education reforms. She says communities should not be forced to choose sides in order to get help.
Really, what needs to be done is for a real political solution to the situation where communities, especially those suffering from conflict, they should be able to get aid from impartial civilian organizations, be that NGOs, be that, you know, the Red Crescent. They shouldn't have to be taking aid from a group that puts them on one side or the other and that endangers their lives.
Yoshikawa says villagers in parts of Afghanistan have been using certain agriculture techniques for hundreds of years. She says true program effectiveness can only be gauged after 5 to 10 years. Lieutenant Colonel Moore says he understands the criticisms of the Ag Development Team's work by some in the NGO community, but he stands by some promising preliminary results.
We'd built a rapport with the people, whether it be the teaching and integrating and working and mentoring in all these different facets of agriculture, you know, from planting, irrigation, fertilization, soils analysis, marketing. One of the last things we did before we left was setting up a orientation training program for how to establish farmers' cooperatives.
Currently, the Arkansas National Guard is fielding a second ag development team in Afghanistan. The soldiers with the group are continuing the training and development work of the first team. They're expected back home by early December. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.